Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you are created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today, we're going to be diving into the actual shoulder. We're going to talk about shoulder pain, why people get shoulder pain, and what you can do about it naturally without drugs and surgery. So again, before I dive into that topic, as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us also via iTunes, via podcasts, and as well as Spotify. So you can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan, and you can find this show, any other shows we've done in the past. Again, just download that and then take it on the go or share with a family member or friend. So as always, before I get started, I like to dive into the different topics and all these different things. But I like to also go back and talk about what grounds me, what it is that makes me tick per se, and why it is that I get on radio every single week. And, you know, this is my big why and why it is that I get on radio and I want to help people. And it is because of my mom. And I know those of you who've been listening for years, you know, I talk about my mom all the time. It's funny. I just had a few patients here in the last few weeks that have come in because of this radio show. And then, you know, the one thing is like, yeah, like I love the fact you talk about your mom, you know. And I know some of you probably get annoyed, and that's okay. That's a you problem. That's not a me problem. Because, again, if you love your mama and this happened to you, you'd probably be talking about it. And it would have been a life-changing moment for you also. So if it's you that gets annoyed by me sharing my story of my mom, you can just turn, you know, come back in about 6 minutes. But if you have never heard the show and it's the first time, you kind of need to understand why it is that I talk with so much passion and I'm so driven to help people, right? Yeah, there's all the side effects, right? Like, yeah, I'm helping people and, you know, we're doing a great thing in the community. Of course, yes, you know, there's a monetary gain behind it and all that other stuff, right? All those things are great. Like, we're making an impact and I sleep really good at night. But really, the driving force behind it is because I don't want people to end up like my mom. And you know, my mom, you know, is my hero. And I always say that. And, you know, my father struggled with alcoholism and I don't talk about him much. And, you know, and it was because he wasn't much in my life as a young man. And as I got older, he was in our lives for a little bit before he passed away unexpectedly from, you know, complications from alcoholism. So, you know, my mom is the person that I saw day in and day out slugging it out, right? Like, you know, going out and making, you know, making ends meet, going out to put food on the table, keep a roof over our heads. And, you know, and I guess I'll dive in a little bit more into, you know, my childhood growing up in Puerto Rico in the middle of the actual ghetto right across, you know, the bay there in San Juan. So I grew up in a little town in Cataño and, you know, Barrio Amelia, which is a little borough there. And that was just a very, very, you know, in the era that I lived in, it was not all that great. And thank the Lord it's changed a little bit, right? But back then it was, you know, gunshots, all that stuff. So I'm seeing this woman, right, raising three kids, keeping us out of drugs, out of, you know, gang and all that activity, all that crazy stuff, right? And then literally, like, leaving us at home to work a second job so she can make ends meet. So again, when my mom got diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago, that obviously rocked my world, right? Because my hero, beast mode mom, right, who would do whatever it took to make sure she took care of her kids, now has a disease that can kill her. And that, obviously that rocked me. So she calls me to tell me this, and she starts crying on the phone. Then I start crying on the phone. And again, I'm devastated. I'm like, well, my dad is gone already. Like, mom, what are you going to do? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. She says, like, you know, I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And in my brain, I'm like, holy cow, you're speeding up the death process. What are you talking about? Says, you know, like, she's like, I've seen my family members and friends go through that, and I don't want to do that because they all have ended up not as good off as I thought they were going to. And some of them have passed away from it. And I'm like, okay, well, okay, I guess that's what you're going to do. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. I am in the middle of chiropractic school. I'm trying to better, obviously, the last name of our household, right? We come from not very much, right? And it's not a pride thing. It's just more of an honor thing. God has blessed me to have the intelligence to understand like human body and know how to explain things to people and educate. And I'm an outgoing person, and my very like Latin style, like outgoing, fun, happy, laughing, etc. Like, I have these gifts from God. I should probably use them to something, to do some good in the world, right? So for me, I'm like, you know what? My mom instilled that in us, and you know, mom, you instilled for us to get better and be better for the next generation. So I'm in school. I'm in chiropractic school to become a doctor to help people naturally. I don't know what to do, but I know one thing. I know God put an amazing power in your brain, right? And those people that, and I'll address this, some of those people that don't believe in God, right? Like, that's your choice, right? But like, something put a power in your brain, right? So whatever that something you call it, I call it God, Jesus Christ, right? Like, that power is in your brain is what controls your body's ability to do its thing, which is heal and function. I'm like, mom, your brain, it controls your body. And if your brain and your body are not communicating effectively, there's a disconnect in communication, your body's not going to function and heal at 100%. So, mom, we should probably get your spine checked since you're not doing the conventional treatment. I don't know what else you're going to do. So let's just make sure your body has the best chance of survival. So we got x-rays taken. We saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck, which is not normal. You should have a 45-degree angle in your neck. My mom had 0 degrees out of 45, which is not normal. I literally had a young lady this past week in our practice that had like a negative 7-degree curve in her neck, right? And, you know, our office is not, you know, the place for her, and that's okay. Like, we are definitely different, right? We're not better or worse. We're different. But literally, like, 0 or negative is actually not good at all. So I'm like, well, that's strike one, mom. And then we look at the front-to-back x-ray, and we saw that she had, literally lost the correct alignment in that area as well. You're supposed to be straight from front to back. Well, from T1 through T7, my mom had a bend in her spine going out to the side, which is not normal either. So when I saw that, I'm like, you know what? This all adds up, because for years, my mom struggled with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, sinus infections. And every time she went to the doctor, she would always get the same exact answer. And that was a medication or a surgery recommendation. She never did surgery, but she would take the meds. You know, they would mask the symptoms. And over time, masking the symptoms and alleviating some of the symptoms and masking them again, the issue got bigger and bigger and eventually led to, obviously, a diagnosis, something bigger like breast cancer. So I finally asked my mom, like, hey, you know what? I've been telling you for years to do things healthy. Like, right now, in the biggest, most dire actual diagnosis you ever had, now you're going to do things different? Like, why now? She says, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. 4 of those grandchildren she's referring to are my kids. She's got 11 grandchildren, 4 of which are mine. Eden, who's 10 years old. Eve, who's 8. Jean-Luc, who's 6. Ellery, who will turn literally 3 in a few weeks. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health to afford my kids, nieces, nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And literally, she did that to be an impact for our family for generations to come, right? The reason my practice and the reason Dr. Whitney and I are doing what we're doing in our community is be truly driven by the fact that my mom had to struggle through that, right? So it's impacted not only my life, my children's lives, my wife's life, it's impacted your lives also and the patients that are, even if you're just listening, like if you're just listening, you're learning something new about how to approach health. Whether you ever come to our office, whether you love or hate chiropractic, it's completely irrelevant, right? Your life is being transformed because of my mom's story and because I tell that story, right? So again, she chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands. My question that I always challenge everybody with is this. Who is responsible for your health? Everybody knows the answer. You are responsible for your health, right? But in our community, unfortunately, we've been trained and brainwashed into thinking that the only way to health is through the pill, lotion, or potion or getting cut open, right? And there's a system that's very, very robust and very, very wealthy that does that thing, and that's okay. It's there for a reason, and there's a time and place to use it, right? But for the most part, a lot of the diseases, if you look at the research data, all the diseases that are out there, for the most part, are preventative diseases due to lifestyle. And this is exactly why I get on radio, because you need to change parts of your lifestyle, not your whole entire lifestyle. I still want you to be you, but change some parts so you don't become a statistic like my mom did. That's why I get on radio every Saturday. And again, it's a little bit more elongated. Maybe I'm getting to that point. I just turned 41 last week. You know, getting to that point in where, like, you know, life is continuing to speed at a million miles an hour. Those of you who are in your 60s, 70s, and 80s know what I'm talking about. I kind of start getting glimpses of it because my kids are getting older and my patients keep telling me, you're a young pup, wait until you're my age, right? So again, do something different so you don't lament later, right? Do something different now, because even if you're in your 50s and 60s, you still want to live a better 80s than you're living right now in your 60s, right? And if you don't take care of it in your 60s, you're going to have a terrible 80s. And then if eventually you're going to pass away prematurely because your body's not going to be able to do what it was designed to do, which is heal and function from within. So I know that's a long soapbox, and that's all good because that's what I get on radio to do, is to share with you my heart and why it is that I'm passionate about helping people just like you that literally need and want the help. So, you know, with today we're diving into a topic that's important. We're diving into shoulder pain. Why is shoulder pain important to talk about? Because your shoulder allows you to move your hand about in space so you can do things with your hands, right? You can lose the knee down, you know, amputation of your leg. You can lose your entire leg, and that would be cumbersome, and that's not fun, right? Once you start losing upper limbs, it's actually a bigger deal because these, the hands, the arms, is what helps you do life. It helps you pick up the kids, helps you work. Like most of our jobs, if you think about it, most, not all, most of our jobs require us to use our hands for the most part. Like if you're a caretaker taking care of babies, you're holding those babies with your hands, right? And that hand is moved about with your shoulder, with the humerus and then the ulna and the radius in the, on the lower arm, right? So if you're driving a truck, you got to drive with your hands. If you're driving, period, not even to like provide, you have to drive with your hands. If you're doing physical labor, you're using your hands. You're planting a garden, you're using your hands. If you're a chiropractor, you're using your hands. If you're a surgeon, you're using your hands. So again, the show is not about your hands. The show is about your shoulder, because if your shoulder is actually messed up or hurting or in pain or in pinch or frozen or there's a tear, your shoulder is going to limit your ability to move your hands about space so you can do life, which includes working, taking care of the people you love and care about. So we're going to dive into this topic here in the next couple of segments and dive into what causes shoulder pain, how you can address it without drugs and surgery, and what exercises you might be able to incorporate to actually stabilize your shoulder so you don't have a issue as you continue to age. So right now I have to take a quick break. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us also by calling or texting our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. So in a previous segment, I was talking about shoulder pain. And, you know, before I dive back into that topic, I want to just talk about something. This past week, there was a fire at Basil's in Troy. So that's our go-to place for our dinner with the doc. So our upcoming dinner on June 10th is going to be at our practice. So right now it's going to be kind of a very quick turnaround for us to find another location that has dates available, et cetera, et cetera. I messaged with the owner. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with them. Obviously, it's not a situation that anybody wants to be in. So, you know, we've messaged back and forth. It's going to be getting taken care of and you know, corrected and fixed. It's going to obviously take some time. Whenever it's back open for business, we're going to be back there. But meanwhile, right now for the month of June, June 10th, dinner with the doc, instead of being at Basil's in Troy, is going to be at our practice. Again, there was a fire that just took place this past week. And again, thank the Lord, you know, nobody was hurt. But again, that is going to put a little bit of a change in our community dinner with the doc. for our practice. So again, I just want to make sure you guys know that. If you've heard, I'm sure you've seen the news about it. Just be in thoughts and prayers for the owners. And I know it's a stressful situation, but again, our next dinner, June 10th, is at our office at Full Life Chiropractic, which is located in 1735 West Main Street in Troy, behind Bob Evans, kind of behind Bob Evans and let's call it Skyline Chili Staples area back there. So again, if you have questions, please call or text 937-552-7364 if you're interested in attending that dinner with the doc here at our practice at Full Life Chiropractic here in Troy. So again, talking about the shoulder, let's dive into what causes shoulder pain. Let's just dive into that, the beginning of that. So the shoulder, again, is a joint. It's a ball and socket joint. So it's got the scapula that kind of rides on your actual ribs. The scapula rides on your ribs, and it's kind of attached by a lot of muscles. And the scapula itself, so the shoulder blade, as people call it, the colloquial name for it, the shoulder blade rides on the back of the actual rib cage, okay? And then a bone called the humerus attaches, it's a ball and socket. So the socket is on the, it's called the glenoid cavity, is on the actual scapula or the shoulder blade. And then the humerus attaches to that glenoid cavity, and that is a ball and socket, right? So the socket is a glenoid cavity. The ball is the head of the actual humerus, right? So that's how it functions, right? There's a bunch of bones and, you know, muscles, etc. There's another bone called the clavicle. Goes from the actual acromion process on the actual shoulder blade to the actual sternum, so like the breastbone, right? So again, just giving you an idea, because a lot of people say, I don't have shoulder pain, but I have pain like in my clavicle, right, by like down from my throat, right there by my breastbone, and it's like on the right or the left, like those little bones that stick out, like one of them sticks out more than the other, or I have pain there. That's actually a shoulder problem. It's not a clavicle problem. The reason that clavicle is out of position is because the shoulder is not functioning correctly, right? So that's the shoulder itself. Its job, again, is to move the hand about space so you can actually do work in life, right? So some of the actual injuries and things that can cause shoulder pain are things like dislocations. You know, obviously separation, so the shoulder can actually separate. And I'll dive into some of these in a little bit more detail in the next segment, but I just want to go through those. Obviously, fractures would cause pain. Clearly, hopefully that's not the case for anybody. Cartilage tear, again, another one of those things that's not fun. Rotator cuff tear, again, we'll talk about the rotator cuff, what that is. Frozen shoulder, this is more up our alley and what we can do for it, and I'll talk more about that on the next segment. And then also bursitis, right? So those are like the top reasons why people would have actual shoulder pain. Some of the not so common things that can cause shoulder pain are osteoarthritis, which is arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, so that's like an autoimmune arthritis. You can also have referred pain to the shoulder, right? And also, obviously, a heart attack would then could cause shoulder pain, whether it's the right or left. It's typically the left, but the right is also involved sometimes, right? And then tendonitis, which is a very common, or bone spurs. So bone starts growing on some of those junctions of bones because of wear and tear. So those are the causes of pain in the shoulder. So when we get back from this upcoming break, we'll be diving into some of those topics and how those things can actually be helped naturally without drugs and surgery if you do something more preventative like chiropractic or physical therapy. So I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290. 95.7 WHIO, Dayton Susan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show today. For those of you who are just joining us, today we're diving into the topic of shoulder pain, just talking about what causes it, what you can do about it, how can you strengthen and stabilize your shoulder so you can do life with your shoulder. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. And you can talk to one of our team members. If not, you can text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. And, you know, you can text the words dinner. For example, our upcoming dinner is on June 10th. And by the way, this is just a public service announcement. As far as that next dinner is going to be taking place in our practice. So we've done them like that, a while back during COVID, during the situation, as I used to call it. So during COVID, we did our dinners in our practice. So we're going to do that for right now until we figure out another way to do dinners until Basils is back up and running. Some of you may or may not know, Basils and Troy had an incident with a fire incident. So it's going to obviously be getting fixed and remodeled in that area. Whatever's, fixed, broken and burnt, it's probably going to get fixed up and obviously back operational better than they found it, which obviously that's what a remodeling is. So hopefully, it happens in a quick way. So we'll just be continuing to pray for the owners and the community of Troy to get behind that restaurant, which is a staple in our community. So again, just be praying for them. But for right now, we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing our dinners in our practice. So that is located at 1735 West Main Street in Troy, Ohio, directly behind Bob Evans. Again, 1735 West Main Street in Troy, Ohio, directly behind Bob Evans. So that dinner is on June 10th. And again, you can come by yourself. You can bring a few friends, family members, etc. Come listen, learn, enjoy the food, and apply the information to transform your health. So again, that dinner is June 10th here in our practice at Full Life Chiropractic. So I was diving into some of the topics of actual shoulder pain and some of the things that can actually cause shoulder pain. I cannot go through every single one of those things. So I'm going to talk about the things that we can affect in our practice. So again, I'll revisit very quickly what those things that can actually cause shoulder pain are. So example, a dislocation. Typically, we don't deal with the dislocation in our actual practice. What is a dislocation? So the ball and socket. So the ball is the head of the humerus. The socket is the glenoid cavity, just on the external or lateral side of the actual shoulder blade. So that ball can but it can actually shift completely out of where it's supposed to be, and that's called a dislocation. So it's, if it's rotated, if the shoulder's rotated too far, too hard, literally it can come out of the socket, and that is called a dislocation. It can cause some intense pain and weakness in the shoulder. And obviously numbness and swelling, et cetera, can also happen, and as well as bruising as well. A separation is when the joint in your actual shoulder, the joint of the collarbone and the shoulder blade, that's what the acromioclavicular joint where they come together. So if you fall or you hit your shoulder on something, it can separate the actual clavicle to the collarbone, right, to the actual shoulder itself, the acromioclavicular joint that can separate. So that's a separation, shoulder separation. Again, something that we don't really deal with in our practice, especially these two things are like trauma, right? That's more of like orthopedic surgeons or physical therapy initially to stabilize the area. Us adjusting a shoulder is not going to be the smartest thing to do in that situation. Obviously, you got to make sure you get the appropriate emergency care if needed to make sure something's not getting impinged or a nerve is getting, severed, etc., right? A fracture is another thing we're not going to touch in our practice. Again, when the bone breaks. Again, I don't need to go into way more detail than that. If the bone breaks, we cannot really do anything about it. Cartilage tear, the cartilage is the rubbery kind of, cushioning stuff that holds that shoulder in place, allows it to move, and it also basically acts as like padding. Because if you put two bones together without any padding, that actually hurts. You can talk to people that have bone-on-bone, disc, for example, vertebra, for example, because their disc is gone in their spine. That is very painful. Bones have a lot of neurology the periosteum is very neurologically rich, so it's very sensitive, right? So we don't want those bones touching because that's very, very painful. So that padding, that cartilage, can actually tear from, you know, movement, life, falls, et cetera, et cetera. So, again, something that it depends if it's stable, if it's been torn for a while. Like, there's a lot of different questions we do, and, you know, we would look at your MRIs and all this stuff to see if it's feasible for us to even do anything to help your shoulder. A rotator cuff tear, very similar, rotator cuff, C-U-F-F, so cuff. It's a group of muscles, the supraspinatus, the infraspinatus, the subscapularis, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So all these muscles come together to allow you to move your shoulder. And basically, if one of those muscles actually tears, it causes the rest of the muscles to be like in spasm and you cannot really function effectively. So the rotator cuff tear, again, depending on the age of it, how long you've had it, if it's kind of stable, we can work around that and even a cartilage tear. But again, you can't have a torn it like yesterday and come in today to get it worked on. You would have to have been, hey, it's been torn for 15 years or 2 years or 8 months, and I just need some relief from these muscles. We can do some actual muscle work and even possibly even a light adjustment to get that back, as long as it's not contraindicated based on the data that we have available, whether MRIs, x-rays, et cetera, right? So then frozen shoulder is one of the things that we really, really can actually help. Frozen shoulder is a condition that limits the range of motion of the actual shoulder joint because there's things that are called adhesions. It's build up in the tissues and the bands of the shoulder. So there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of muscles, ligaments, tendons, etc. It's called frozen shoulder because it feels like it's frozen. And, you know, when something's frozen, it can't move. Like, it freezes, you know. I think of, like, the Despicable Me movie when Gru has that thing. It's called the freeze ray or whatever. He, like, shoots you with, like, ice and it freezes you in spot. Same exact thing. Literally freezes your shoulder. You can't really move it past a certain point. That frozen shoulder, also known as adhesive capsulitis, very similar conditions, basically is the lack of range of motion due to adhesions. Adhesions, I've explained them in the past, but adhesions are basically packets of proteins, collagen, and a few other components. Again, we're not trying to get super nerdy. Basically, this package of molecules that the body creates that are very, very sticky. And they have a good job. What they do is they actually like adhere one thing to another for it to heal. Well, the problem is that adhesions, they happen, and then they start actually causing like ligaments and tendons and muscles to not move freely like they should. So it kind of causes them to stick to each other. So the example I always use, and it makes really good sense when you think about it. So let's say that you got like both of your hands and you're rubbing them together, kind of like, you know, up and down, like you're trying to like warm your hands up, right? Now picture that your hands are sliding nice and smooth, right? Past each other, no major friction other than a little bit, right? If you rub them really fast, you know, they get warmer, right? So now picture grabbing a piece of gum. So a piece of gum, middle of summer, right? If you're walking around the Strawberry Festival this weekend, you know what I'm talking about. It's a piece of gum on the ground that's been beaten down by the sun the entire time, and you step on it. Guess what you do? You're like, man, I felt something weird. And you look back and the big stringy piece of gum is just stuck to the bottom of the shoe. Very sticky and like ooey and just disgusting because now you got to take it off. You got to touch it. All that stuff gets on your hands, etc. So now picture that piece of gum between your palms of your hands and now you're rubbing up and down. So obviously it's not going to be nice and soft and smooth. It's going to be sticky. That's what adhesions are. Adhesions are like basically pieces of gum that are very, very sticky that do not allow the actual muscles to glide past each other. They don't allow the ligaments and the tendons to move freely. Again, this is a layman's terms explanation. So if you're listening, you're a healthcare practitioner, I am not talking to you. If you want to talk like super nerdy doctor terms, I will love to talk to you on the phone about it and explain it that way to you if you need some further education about it. But this is for people that are kind of like, oh, I wonder what frozen shoulder is. That's what it is, right? So again, then there's inflammation that happens because of it, and that's just why you can't move. And if you go try to like push and go past a certain point, it feels like something is like jabbing you with like an ice pick. like somebody's jabbing you and like pinching you and it just feels very, very sharp and painful or just stuck and stiff, that is what frozen shoulder is. We can actually help that condition in our practice. I actually just adjusted one of our patients this week that had it. She had not been able to raise her arm laterally, so to the side, past kind of like where the level of her shoulder. She couldn't like lift her arm above her head. She was just having a supraspinatus spasm, some frozen shoulder-like actual issues for the last couple of months. She mentioned it. I adjusted it immediately. I released a couple of the muscles in the area. And then she was like, wow, that's the best the shoulder's moved in the last few months because she was starting to develop frozen shoulder. Have we seen cases where the shoulder will not move at all? Yes. And we've been very successful with those as well. Obviously, that takes more time because clearly you've probably been in that condition for quite some time, right? So again, diving into that one topic a little bit more because we can actually do something about it. Impingement is another reason why people would have shoulder pain. Impingement happens when the tendons of the rotator cuff actually get pinched in the bones of the shoulder. It can cause swelling and pain, and then obviously it can limit your range of motion. So like overuse injuries are very, very common for this to be a secondary cause of pain. So if you use your shoulder all the time, like my painters, like people that paint, people that do work overhead, like my electricians that are always reaching up at lights, etc., on a ladder, my mechanics that are underneath the car, like looking up, right? Those guys will have more shoulder impingement because you're always lifting up. And even people that like even overwork, like working out, like a lot of CrossFit, excessive, overhead, presses, etc., you can start getting this impingement. It feels like, again, whenever you go to lift up your arms, feels like somebody's like almost like holding a sharp piece of metal into your actual joint capsule. So that impingement happens because the tendons and ligaments are swollen. And now not only are they pressing against each other, if there's nerves in that area, very small nerves that are actually also affected, it's going to be very, very painful, right? So again, impingement is something that we can actually help because 9 times out of 10, your shoulder, so the humerus, will actually subluxate. So dislocation is when the bone completely comes out of the socket, right? A subluxation is just less than an actual complete luxation. So basically, it causes the shoulder to slightly slip out of position, and we can put it back in position, therefore relieving some of the stress off of those ligaments and tendons. So I have to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave Zuzan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on Instagram as well at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. Or you can also text that number at 937-552-7364. Again, I want to just, recap, we're talking about the shoulder. I just want to give the last couple of comments about the shoulder and shoulder pain. And I'm going to dive into like more of what we do in our practice to help it. I talked about all those conditions that can cause shoulder pain, the ones that we can affect. But before I dive into all that, I want to just, remind you all, and those of you who are just joining us right now, we do a dinner with the doc every single month. And we typically do that dinner with the doc at Basil's and Troy. So there's a dinner coming up on June 10th that was scheduled to happen at Basil's in Troy. And if you didn't know, didn't see the news, there was a fire in the actual building of Basil's in the basement. And they're still obviously fixing all that. And that's going to be some time before we can get back in there. So our next dinner on June 10th is going to be in our practice at 1735 West Main Street in Troy, Ohio, here at Full Life Chiropractic. So if you're interested in coming to that dinner, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. You can come by yourself. You can bring friends and family. Meanwhile, as you come to the dinner, and even in this few coming weeks slash months, just be praying for the owners of Bezos and Troy, and just hopefully for a speedy recovery and fixing and getting back operational. So again, our next dinner is June 10th. It's here in our practice, not at Bezos, obviously, because they had the mishap with the fire. So again, just be praying for those, the owners of that. So talking about the shoulder, just diving into the last couple of things here. So I talked about all those conditions. So, some of the ones that we can actually do affect and actually help. If you have a tear in a stable, maybe we can actually look into releasing the muscles and relaxing the area. Same thing with a rotator cuff tear, right? Not necessarily repairing any of that. Just, again, getting the muscles around there that are very, very tight to calm down. If you have a frozen shoulder, we can actually adjust that and also do some muscle work in some of those areas. And then also impingement as well. Bursitis is another condition that can cause shoulder pain as well. And bursas are little fluid-filled sacs that cushion the joints, and those bursas can get inflamed just from overuse and injuries and repeat motion. So bursitis is something that, again, it's just a side effect, just like impingement, from you using your shoulder over and over, and then the actual shoulder subluxating. And then obviously when it subluxates, that's what we address in the spine. We call them subluxations. We can actually shift the bone back in place, the humerus itself, and get it back unsubluxated. So then the bursa is not as actual irritated, then allowing the bursa to calm down and de-inflame so you don't have the issue, right? Some other causes of shoulder pain that we can sometimes help with, depending on the case, and it's a case-by-case basis. It's exactly what we treat every patient like an individual. We look at their x-rays for them, and we adjust them based on what they need, right? All within the confines of corrective chiropractic care. But osteoarthritis, depending on degeneration of the actual shoulder and how bad it is, degenerative joint disease, that's what osteoarthritis is, We're going to assess your case on an individual basis and see if we can actually even touch your shoulder or help it at all. And obviously, we can let you know and give you our opinion, right? Rheumatoid arthritis, again, is a different type of arthritis. Instead of being caused by wear and tear, it's caused by an autoimmune issue. So again, we may be able to affect that not only from the adjustment aspect and the muscle relaxation, but also coaching you and giving you some tidbits on how to reduce inflammation systemically so you don't have the immune response that you have. So also referred pain, sometimes you can have shoulder pain because of referred pain. So like example, when your gallbladder is acting up, sometimes you'll have like constant shoulder pain on the right? And it's not because your shoulder's bad, it's because the nerve patterns, the meridians actually go to that right shoulder. So again, it could be gallbladder, liver, or some other organ in that area that can be causing that shoulder pain. The other issues that I'm going to mention, we don't take care of in our office, like a heart attack. You should be in the emergency room. So definitely something that we don't deal with. And then also bone spurs, right? So osteophytes, that's the medical term. So bone spurs, something else that we don't really deal with because those things, like, they have to be surgically removed. Can we work around a bone spur and see if, like, putting your shoulder back in position would help? Yes, of course we can. But again, sometimes when they're really, really bad and they're like severing some of the rotator cuff tendons or muscles, then you're looking at surgical intervention as probably the only option at that time. So again, today we talked about the shoulder pain. What do we do about it? We adjust it. We literally put this shoulder back in position and we thrust on it very gently. And then after that, we release the muscles in that area. That's what we do in our practice. If you're having issues with your shoulder and you want help, and they're just curious if there's something we can do to help you so you can get back to living life with your shoulder free of pain, give us a call or text. Again, our number is 937-552-7364. If you have more questions than you would care to get answered over the phone, you can come to the dinner. Again, our next dinner is here in our practice on June 10th, Full Life Chiropractic, 1735 West Main Street in Troy, behind Bob Evans. So again, if you're interested in coming to that dinner, you can text dinner to 937-552-7364. I am out of time. I appreciate you all. Have a fun, safe weekend. Enjoy the Strawberry Festival if you're there. Again, thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO. Dave's and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.